Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today on the future of DACA, the program that allows young illegal immigrants to stay in the U.S.
CBS News immigration reporter Camilla Montoya-Galvez is on our newsline. Camilla, what did both sides argue today?
Margaret, thanks for having me. So at stake in the Supreme Court today were, as you mentioned, protections from deportations for nearly 700,000 undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children. Those representing them before the nation's highest court tried to argue before the nine justices that the administration was arbitrary and capricious in its efforts to end the program, and that it did not offer a thorough justification for doing so, in contrary to federal administrative law. The administration, represented by Solicitor General Noel Francisco, on the other hand, argued that on one hand, they did not believe the courts could second guess their decision to end the program. And even if they did, they believe that the administration offered a sufficient justification for ending the program.
So judging by the justices' questions and comments today, does the court seem to be leaning one way or the other?
Yeah, I was just reading the transcript of the argument, actually. And, you know, the court's conservative majority seems inclined to side with the administration in this prolonged legal battle. And it appeared to be willing to sanction the end of the Obama-era protections. They believed and they expressed that they seemed to agree that the administration had sufficiently explained why it ended the program and that it was a discretionary decision by the president that any president can make, right, to end a policy made by one of his predecessors.
And quickly, before we let you go, when might the court rule on this?
We don't know. I talked to a couple of lawyers. They were expecting a ruling in the spring. Of course, that would come in the middle of the 2020 presidential election cycle. You know, the president ran on immigration in 2016 successfully, and he will try to do that again. So it will be, I think, up to Democrats to try to counter his narrative on immigration and see if they can galvanize some of those constituencies where immigration is an important issue, like the Latino community. So, you know, we're still waiting on that. And the other thing that we don't know is what type of decision the court is going to make, right? I think there's really three options. They can either say, yes, the administration can end this program, and that will be the end of that. Or they can say no and side with the plaintiffs and say that the administration cannot end this program. Or they can also say that the administration has every right to end the program, but that it must offer a new justification for doing so.
Camilo, thank you. CBS News immigration reporter Camilla Montoya-Galvez.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.